accommodation, that's a funny word. I was thinking of using that word in the post that I wanted
straight
to
into it.
Yeah, no. No point messing around. I don't know. Accommodation. I wanted to do a series of posts about things that I'm thankful for. I don't even know if I should even tell you. You'll see soon enough. But I was going to say, it's funny, like, there's been so much awesome conversation, some of which could have been recorded.
I record conversation.
I know, you've been walking around with your little MP3 player, I've seen you.
I don't record all of it. Just mainly people talking about killing themselves, so I record.
It's always good to capture that when people talk about killing themselves, and then you can totally play it back to them when you want them to kill themselves. Say, look, see, I have it on. You promised you were going to do this. Yeah. And you can hold them to it.
Absolutely.
Not really.
I'm kidding myself. Watch this film.
Watch this film. It will help. It will help you in your ambition to kill yourself. Is that what you mean?
I don't know. Well, at least publish that. Don't publish that. I don't know.
Don't
I have no advice. Around. I'm not a very
good
advice.
It's not
really
bad advice. It's not. No, I mean.
I can indicate which film might be good to enjoy the moment with, but I'm not really sure. So
this audio is going to be useless. It's not your fault. It's just annoying to me because you've been here for 3 days. You arrived on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and there's been so much awesome conversation, a lot of which would not be suitable for broadcast and could not go on the blog, but so much of which could.
Why wasn't it suitable?
Because it was too personal and sort of talking about private things.
What, tampons?
No. Yeah, tampons and stuff like that. Disgraceful, shameful stuff like that. But also, like, stuff that could be like that stuff at Bimbo talking to fucking Ian about the merman and the void and all of that stuff. That was one of those awesome conversations which just nailed it.
Well, Ian and I always have awesome conversations. Ian's a wonderful creature.
It seems that
way. I'm not friends with people. I only become friends with creatures.
Same. You were saying to me earlier, old tag, and you're only interested in people who are strange and fucked up. And it's not, you're just the same. But it's not that they're fucked up, it's just that they're interesting. I'm interested in people who are interesting.
They're not people.
Who are creatures. I'm interested in creatures. People are boring.
Anyway.
We're both wrecked, is the point. I've been to Celestine's birthday drinks. And
no dead air. Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Just what? So, like, you can't have dead air.
Dead air, no.
Like on radio. So, yeah, you went to Celestine's thing, yeah?
Just the point is, I'm wrecked. I've had a fairly full-on and emotional day. I made a lady cry horribly on the phones at work, which I always enjoy not. And just there were several full-on interviews. I was working all day. Then I went to Celestine's birthday drinks, which was, and then had this really deep, like, very penetrating conversation with Sean. It was not animositous, but Sean, who I've not spoken a single word to, breathed a word to, for like about 2 months, and we really got into nitty-gritty there, and it was actually quite good in a way, but it was very odd. And then went back to your old house, which was really emotional, surprisingly, like, because I just, it totally brought back all sorts of memories of like when I first met you. And that time, and going around to your house. And
that time we watched the egg being run over by a car. We wanted it to be run over by a car.
Yeah.
I'm really glad you got to meet Ian and come into a piece of my world.
I'm fucking well, I met him.
He's been my friend for a decade.
It's good to have friends for a decade.
Yeah, it is. They know you're fucking fucked up.
Yep. Like, as Em is to me, Ian's like to you.
Yeah, I guess so. Except Em's like, I don't know, she looks like a Botticelli angel. Like, she looks very.
And Ian looks like a mermaid. Maybe we should introduce them.
No. Ian doesn't like sweet. Ian's.
She's not sweet. She looks sweet. She looks sweet. And she's lovely, you know.
Actually, no, but
she's
even sweet. Ian's beyond.
She's not.
I can't actually broadcast what Ian is. Ian doesn't need no lady. Ian's, I don't know, that's what he says. That's what he says. But Ian's.
We were totally talking about this. He's too independent. Not too independent, he's independent.
He wants to be. He doesn't want to.
He
doesn't want to need some bitch by his side. He doesn't need a handbag.
I get where he's coming from with that. I totally respect
He doesn't
that.
Want to, but everybody doesn't want to, and then they do, and you know, then they make this, I don't know, they become a parasite. So
this is my.
They don't want to be, but they are. They will be.
This is my. Yeah, it's the thing. It happens insidiously. You don't see it happening. It's really bad. But this is my abiding theory of relationships, and I've never actually tested it in the crucible of direct experience, but based on observation, what I can divine. But the vast majority of relationships are fucked up because the other people, people need each other like fucking handbags and crutches and something to prop them up. And that is totally not actually what it's about. And it's only once you get to that point, like you talk about Ian, like he doesn't need anyone, he doesn't need some chick to be a handbag. He could probably have a functional relationship on that basis.
Yeah, I know. I know that Ian's going to be snapped up at some point very soon, and I think I'll be kind of sad when he is snapped up.
Will you?
Yeah, I kind of will be, because, as I said, Ian and I have been friends for a decade, and we have a really fucking incredibly special relationship, and when someone becomes part of a couple and you have a friendship, you have a friendship of someone with the opposite sex, they really like to sort of divide that friendship and question it, and do you know what I mean? And sort of ruin it in a way.
It throws up boundaries.
Often.
It throws up boundaries around how close you can get to someone of the opposite sex, whatever. If they're in a relationship with someone, because there's sort of certain lines that they can't cross, because it starts to feel like a betrayal of the person they're with.
Yeah.
In all kinds of ways.
I know. And so you kind of lose
That's
part of them.
It's stupid, all of that. I don't really believe in it. But it's the way people play it, generally. So.
Yeah.
You've got to play along. Who am I thinking about?
It's complicated.
Who is
Facebook
the
found in 2004. I don't know.
Who is the punching bag? It'll be unknown individuals. I've got
a head. It'll be a couple. It'll be a couple in bed together, kind of spooning each other. That'll be my punching bag. Fuck you couples. You fucking happy couples. Having baths together. And shandies in your baths.
That's what I do with Gab. We do that. We spoon and we have baths and drink in our baths. We have bubble baths.
Yeah,
drink
but...
gin and tonic.
Okay, well...
But you could hardly call us... we're not an unhappy couple, but we're not really a couple.
Well, you are. This is an open relationship.
Again, this is what I mean about... This is stuff that I can't really talk about on the blog.
Oh, okay, shit. What can
no, it's
talk
okay.
About? Let's talk about something else. Let's not
talk
about
the universe.
That.
We could talk universally about the human condition without naming names. Because, of course, we're all in the same boat at the end of the day and other cliches.
Yeah.
Mm,
I don't
actually believe
I don't believe in love.
I know.
I know that's horrible.
She told this to Snow White at Disneyland, this beautiful footage. Snow White's like, I believe in true love. And she's like, there is no true love. Who was it? Oh, Isadora Duncan.
Isadora Duncan, 1877 to 1927. Mm. No, there isn't. It's a pile of wank.
I don't think
it
it's
is
a pile
of
wank.
Well, I would rather wank. I'd rather
What's
jerk
the
off to the fantasy.
What's
than
the one you used on Denton?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Quite a lot of quotes about masturbation.
Yeah, there's enough.
I think that's enough. Very lackluster audio because we're both completely fucking wrecked, I think. And it doesn't really capture the spirit of anything, really, but it's just nice.
It doesn't capture the spirit of Australia. Qantas founded 1935? Was it 1935?
Do you remember the time, Michael Jackson?
1992. No, it was Malaysia Airlines in 1947. I have to look it up.
It's important to know what year various airlines are founded.
It is to me.
Well, then, God damn it, if it's important to you, then it's fucking important. That's my motto.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, it's one of many. Not you specifically, but if it's important to one, then it's fucking important.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Ian is a merman. He denies it all the time.
He denies it all the time.
How could a human being be that morbid? Unless he lived under the water.
A merman,
you know?
Morbid?
A merman. Pardon?
A merman morbid?
No, one fucking writes about mermen. They only write about the mermaids because they got the tits. Like, what's a man without a cock? Like, at least if you don't have a cunt and you're a mermaid,
you've got tits.
But if you're, you know, like, you have fuck all if you're a mermaid. Unless you're fish on the top and cock on the bottom.
Is that what you're saying, that Ian has fuck all?
Like, in Red Dwarf, there's an episode where the mermaid is fish on the top and legs on the bottom. I think it's in Backwards Land. Pardon?
You're saying that mermen have fuck all, and Ian is a merman, so he has
fuck all. Oh, no, he doesn't have fuck all. No, I mean, no, Ian's like, Ian's just really pale.
He's very pale. He does indeed look like a merman, I can totally see.
He looks like a combination between, he looks like the guy from Me, You and Everyone We Know, and...
Which we never watched, were we talking
about? Oh, I can burn it for you.
Please
still.
Please do, I'd still like to watch it.
And he also looks like Vincent Cassel in, the movie Scene or something, blah, here, something. I don't can't remember. Not Irreversible. He doesn't look like him in Irreversible. He only looks like him in this one specific movie. He doesn't look like him like Vincent Cassel in any other movies. So.
He does look like him, see that as well.
But he is a merman. And I know that may be some kind of teenage
fantasy. If you say it often enough, it'll become
I know
true.
That may be some kind of
way. Say it on my blog. Walk around. Say it to the
death
world.
Death metal. Sooner I want later. To... I want... If, you know, I want men to be mythical creatures and I also want them to wear tights. But I really know that Ian wants. And I know Ian said that, well, mermen are just Germans coming out of the sea to rape women. But that's fine. I don't mind if Ian's one of those. I think Ian's more Irish than German anyway.
How can mermen rape anyone? We've already had this conversation.
They can't rape. Yeah, we have had this conversation.
I had actually ideas about stuff I actually wanted to talk about, but I'm too tired and you're too tired and it's just not...
What did you want to say besides German mermen coming out of the sea to rape?
I was reflecting on the stuff you were saying about how you're a taker and not a giver, and I find that to be strange because I can sort of see where you're coming from with it.
Well, with my art, I don't know.
So
like
you walk around, just like I'm raping your blog photo right now, you walk around raping people for your art.
Yeah, I do rape people.
But you've totally got it down, and that was the whole theme for me of this. Like, because just... I'm going to get gushing now because I'm still slightly drunk and stuff.
I feel like it's my art anymore. I feel like there's the art and then there's me underneath and then there's other people underneath that. Like, my art comes first, I come second, and everything else is...
Yeah.
The rest of the numbers just kind of, you know, running across the finish line and their skirt comes off.
But you know.
They are wearing the school coloured bloomers. So they're not in trouble if their skirt comes off. Does that make sense to you? I don't understand this metaphor.
I don't entirely know. I'll listen to it again. I'll listen back to this and maybe I'll figure it out. What I was gonna say is though although I do see what you mean when you say that, it's just funny to me, it's comical to me because you've just to me like you've always just been this incredible force of awesomeness in my life. Like, remember that? Yeah, seriously, man. That first night, I remember, like, when I went out around to your house, and it was a hugely significant night to me, given where I was at the time, totally caught up in my dank, horrible, depressive, blur, solipsistic, enclosed, airless, horrible world. And I went around to your house, and suddenly I sort of saw this whole other world of interestingness and amazingness. It's out there around me all the time.
I live 3 minutes away from you.
Living 3 minutes away from
me. I live on the street off of your street.
Fuck yeah. Well, you did. We went back to her house tonight.
Yeah.
Her old house. And just ever since, you've always been fucking there, pointing this out to me and being this amazingness. And just popping up at exactly the right times, like you come now, fucking whenever, or, you know, whenever I just need it, there will be a fucking phone call from you, or, you know, or a message from you. Going, hey, you know, and giving me incredible goodness, and you've cost me absolutely nothing. You've never cost me anything, you know, and I sort of feel like...
What, morally and spiritually?
Morally and spiritually and psychically, you've cut your love for exactly $0 and 0 cents. So don't be saying that you're a taker, not a giver, because it's just so untrue as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, well, thank you. That's a really lovely thing to say.
I mean it, man. I wish I could...
Yeah. It's just mainly with my art. I just feel like a cunt for using people to, you know, like, I mean, I do it on my terms.
But
you know?
That's the thing. But
not on theirs.
But you've got it down. You've got the art down of using people, but in such a way that you are truly liable for nothing because you don't, as far as I can perceive, you don't make people feel used and people find it a pleasure to be used. And as such, you've got it down almost, might be said, to a fine art. You know how to do it. You know, some people use people and they just do it nastily and they're shit. And fuck those people. They're fuckers. They're feckers. They can get feck. But you're not one of those people. And that's good thing for you. Sorry, that's thanks. So fucking no, gushy no, and no, fucking blah, blah.
No, thanks for the gush. That's really kind of you.
I don't set to be kind.
Okay. Don't ever. I'm so tired. I love being this tired. This is like my alcohol.
So tired, yeah.
This tired. You know, I really didn't get to rub shit on my face today or yesterday.
It's not too late. Day's not over yet.
If you do a shit right now and rub it on my face, I wouldn't flinch.
Let's do it.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I think that's enough.
No, I'm serious. Because I it's like a celebratory thing because I finished the first phase of the project.
First phase.
And I feel absolutely free to flaunt my language about in public social situations, which I wasn't able to do. And so I'm going up and talking to people. And
I've seen you. And going up to randoms all the time, flaunting your language, speaking your own
language. I went up to a guy last night and screamed at him, "Give me my money." She didn't have it, and like I just felt like talking to people, not harassing them, but I think some of them I did harass. But yeah, it's an incredible freedom, but I do want to rub shit all over my face just to kind of launch it off, rocket ship to the face, something. I don't know. I feel really ecstatically happy. I need to make a mark. I need to imprint something. I don't drink, so I can't have a big bottle of champagne. It'll be something equivalent to that, like, I don't know, maybe, you know, getting into Oscar Wilde's tomb. Where is he?
Violating Oscar Wilde's tomb.
I don't know.
I think he's buried in Ireland.
Shit. Well, I don't know, something to...
Do something to mark the occasion.
I know, but
yeah.
I don't want the regular thing.
Why do you keep making this? Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to my iPhone. It keeps making this.
Of course you do. It's midnight. No, that's my phone saying it needs to be charged.
I think.
Isn't that good conversation that you need to record to keep forever?
No, sorry. You were saying good stuff and I totally derailed you talking about funny noises that phones are making.
No. I wasn't talking about good stuff. I don't know what good stuff is.
You're what talking is about violating stuff? Oscar Wilde's tomb and rubbing shit in your face to celebrate the end of the first phase of the quote generator.
Yeah, I'm not even joking. I think I'm really delusional right now. I think I really just want to do fun things on public transport. I think I was inspired by a schizophrenic Parisian. Sucking off carrots.
Sucking off carrots really fucking noisily and
well.
And well?
I've never seen. I think
he was interesting.
He sucked off that carrot in a fashion that it was a fashion. It's a fashion that I want to follow. I've never followed fashion. It's the only fashion I want to follow. But he sucked off that carrot like he knew exactly what he was doing, and I'm sure he did. But I've never seen porn that good in my life. I've never, actually, I'm not going to even say that. Anyway, don't worry.
I don't have to use it.
Yeah, you will.
Let's stop it.
I've never jerked off to anything more in my life than that carrot being sucked off. I watched it again and again. So erotic. Him sucking off this carrot on this train in Paris.
French guy blowing a carrot.
He's had electroshock therapy.
He's had electroshock therapy.
And he's the most erotic creature in this world. And he even simulated what it was like having electroshock therapy as well. Incredibly well. As well as he sucked off the carrot, he simulated electroshock therapy. which I just loved.
How would he remember? Because they totally, they anesthetize you first, don't they?
I don't know. There's a huge portrait of Picasso at the train station as well, advertising some show, and we fucked Picasso's mouth, which was really fun too.
Good time.
Yeah, great classic hits, Gold One, that four with him. What?
I was not being sarcastic.
Okay.
You know, fucking gallivanting around the world having adventures. Now you'll fuck off to Perth and probably not see you again for another 6 months or some shit.
You could say adventures, but really most of the time I was editing in this very small room, jerking off to a man sucking in a carrot on the train, which really, like, that's the highlight of the trip. I want to meet more schizophrenics.